भगवद गीता 5.1 संन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च शंससि यश्रेय एतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्। संन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण, अर्जुन इज स्पीकिंग ओवर हियर 5.1। फिफ्थ चैप्टर इज कॉल्ड एज कर्म योगा एक्शन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। इन संस्कृत इट इज रेफर्ड टू एज Karma Sanyasa Yoga in both Sanskrit as well as the English nomenclatures. Or at least in these particular nomenclatures, different acharyas have named the Bhagavad Gita differently, the chapters differently. So, in this particular framework of naming, third and fifth chapters have similar names and their content is also similar. They both begin with the question of Arjuna, and the question is about a similar theme. The same dialectic is going on. Should one do action, or should one embrace renunciation in the pursuit of knowledge? Now, if Arjuna has already asked the question in the third chapter, and Krishna has already answered the question, then why does Arjuna ask the question again? Because at one level we could say it is the defining question that has started this whole discussion, and Arjuna wants a clear answer to that. But that is at one level true. At another level, but there is also a specific prompt for Arjuna's question. Arjuna has heard Krishna in the fourth chapter, and in the fourth chapter, 4.41 and 42 create an ambiguity for Arjuna. Actually, if you see in the whole fourth chapter, there is no direct reference to the war. So, although Krishna, when he talked about in the fourth chapter of the spirit of Yajna permeating all activities, that was implied to convey to Arjuna that the spirit of Yajna should pervade your activity of fighting as a Kshatriya also. But Arjuna did not get it. And especially to 4.41, Arjuna gets a contrary impression. And then when 4.42, Krishna gives the same instruction, then Arjuna feels there is a contradiction. So he is saying, Sanyasam karmanam Krishna punaryogam cha shamsasi. He says, first you recommended karma sanyasa, and then you are recommending yoga. So at this stage in the Bhagavad Gita, yoga refers to karma yoga, which involves action. Not just Ashtanga Yoga, which involves meditation. So the word yoga is a generic word, as it is used in the Bhagavad Gita, to refer to a process by which we connect with the Absolute Truth. And Krishna definitely doesn't use the word yoga in the sense of jnana. Rather, Krishna contrasts yoga with jnana in 3.3 when he says, लोकेस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पूरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञान योगेन सांख्यानां कर्म योगेन योगिनां। सो ज्ञान योग इज अ स्यान सांख्य एंड कर्म योगेन योगिनां। सो ही कॉल्स दो यूजेस द वर्ड योगा इन बोथ वर्सेस, बट देन ही कॉल्स Karma yogis as yogis, karma yogena yoginam, and then he refers to jnana yogis as sankhyanam, those who are practitioners of sankhya, not as the practitioners of yoga. Why? They are also yogis, jnana yogis are also yogis, and Krishna recognizes that implicitly by using the word yoga to refer even to them, jnana yoga. But in this particular context, Krishna is using yoga to refer to the active form of connection with the Absolute Truth, connection with spiritual reality, And he reserves or uses the word yoga to refer to that active form of connection. And that active form of connection is karma yoga initially, and it will become bhakti yoga eventually as the flow of the Gita progresses. Now, in the specific context that we are discussing here, Arjuna is saying, first you praised renunciation of work, then you praised yoga, which involves doing work. As per Arjuna has also got the usages, got the senses, the ways in which Krishna is using the word. So he is also using the word yoga the way Krishna used it to refer to active pursuit of the yogic connection. That means karma yoga. So then he says, you are given two instructions, O Krishna, which seem contradictory to me. Therefore, tachreya etayor ekam, among these two, ekam, the one which is shreya, which is of the long term good, tanme bruhi sunishchitam, please speak that definitely. Sunishchitam. Time and time again, Arjuna has asked for Shreya and he has asked for one path. So this indicates that Arjuna is a sincere and serious seeker. He is not simply seeking an answer that will confirm his opinion. And such confirmation, using an answer simply as a means to confirm one's own stand. If one has that attitude, and that attitude is actually facilitated by any ambiguity in the teacher's answer. And Arjuna doesn't want to use such ambiguity to just boost up his own position. He wants to actually know what is the truth. So, therefore he asks this question. Shreya etayorekam tanme bruhi sunishchitam. Please tell me one thing. What should I do? Ekam. So now let us look in the context of this particular question. What prompted this question? Apart from Arjuna's dilemma, should I fight or should I not fight? Which has prompted the discussion of the whole Gita. This particular question, with its particular wordings, what has prompted that? If we look at it, it's 4.41 primarily. 4.41 states, yoga sanyasta karmanam jnana sanchinna samshayam atmavantam na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. So especially 4.41a can be read in two different ways. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. Yoga is the process of yoga. Now, there can be many yogas. What is the yoga that Krishna is referring to? Look at that. Arjuna looks at the later parts of the verse. In that particular line and next line. Sanyasta karmanam. So, sanyasta karmanam. If you just look at those two words, it means give up work. So, yoga sanyasta karmanam. Practice the yoga of giving up work. Jnana sanchinna samshayam, and remove your doubts by jnana, and in this way act. Now of course, if we look at the full verse, it is not that Krishna is recommending sannyas of work, because immediately he says atmavantam na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. In this way you will be situated in the self, and if you are situated in the self, then you will not be bound by karma. Na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. You will not be bound. Now the question here comes up that if Krishna had asked Arjuna to do karma sannyas, then it's implicitly understood that, okay, if there's no action, if there's renunciation, then there will be no reaction. So, but Sri Krishna is telling over here, Nanibadnatik Atmavantam karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya, that there will be no karmic bondage. You'll be situated in the soul. Soul is going on. If one renounces work, then there is no further assurance required that one will not be bound, because that is Arjuna's conception already. That action causes bondage, and renunciation of action is the path to liberation. So, Krishna is using the three words, yoga sannyasta karmanam, as a triple compound, as a three word compound. And what it means is, practice yoga by working in the mood of renunciation. Sannyasta karmanam. So, it's not sannyas karma or karma sannyas, it is sannyasta karmanam. That means, in the practice of yoga, give up your work, give up your action for a higher cause. And this becomes clear if we look at the next verse also. 4.42 is asmad agyana sambhutam hritstham jnana sinatmanah chitvainam samshayam yogam atishto tishta bharata tasmad agyana sambhutam, that which has been born of knowledge. Hritstham jnana sinatmanah, the knowledge that is the situated in your heart, or knowledge that is like a sword, can destroy the doubts that are there in your heart. Chitvainam samshayam yogam. So light the, with the sword of knowledge, destroy ignorance. Now, is this a statement referring only to the inner war? He definitely refers to the inner war, but is the scope limited only to the inner war? That's a natural and valid question. And Krishna answers that by stating Atishto Tishta Bharata, or Krishna gives an answer to that question. Atishta, be situated. Uttishta, rise. Bharata. Therefore, rise and prepare yourself for the fight. So Krishna very clearly, unambiguously, by using the word uttishta, he makes it clear what he wants Arjuna to do. At the same time, Krishna also wants to continue elaborating, and he uses terminology that is slightly complex, which naturally will lead to the continuing of the discussion. So Krishna wants to go deeper, and we'll see in the fifth chapter, all the themes are similar, whether one should practice karma or whether one should practice jnana, but the discussions run much deeper, and we'll see how this happens and how this chapter concludes with renunciation, but without the frustration. With the recommendation of renunciation, not in action, but not of action, but in action. Suffice it to say at this stage that the seeming contradiction between 4.41 and 42, 41 where Krishna asks Arjuna to do yoga karma sannyasa, whereas actually Krishna has told him to practice yoga in the mood. In yoga, as if to visualize that he is practicing yoga, and then visualize the same characters within the practice of yoga and try to visualize their connection. So Krishna has not told Arjuna to renounce work, and certainly not the work of a kshatriya as a fighter over here, but he misconstrues it like that. And this misunderstanding involves indicates the subtlety, the complexity of the relationship that we have to hold, that we have to deal with in our situation. So here Krishna gives an unambiguous answer, but still he doesn't publicly, directly chastise or minimize anyone coming from karma. A karmically implicated background, instead by encouraging everyone to practice yoga, whatever be their situation, they can all move towards perfection. This universal law of the yoga of bhakti will be mentioned as the Gita moves onwards in its flow. Thank you.